Okay. So the fourth of the Aseret HaDibrot, assuming we counted as 10, is Shabbos. Now there is a lot to talk about in Shabbos, obviously, but let's try to pick up some salient points here. So one of the most striking things about the Aseret HaDibrot is, as Chazal already draw our attention to, the fact that all the Dibrot, which is repeated in the least similar way of the Dibrot,
Shabbos.
Because when we get it here, it's Zachor, and in Vayet Hanan, it's Shamor.
As well as many, many other differences.
Correct. Shamar v'zachor b'dibur echad, as the song would tell you, or is that one? Or as the Midrash would go, which appears in many, many places, in the Mechilta, it appears in the Yerushalmi and Nidarim, it appears that all the different things that, right, achas dibur elokim shtayim zushamati, mashe iefshar lepelomar v'ozen l'shmoa, all the different times when God said two things at once, and we can't do that. So one is Shamor and Zachor, one is the Isser of Eshet Ach and the Mitzvah of Yibum, one is Tzitzit and Kilayim, all those things. But really, it's much more than just Zachor and Shamor, because the differences are profound, and they really present two different perspectives of Shabbos, which are worth exploring. Now, maybe I'll start with a story. So last year, on the first night of Pesach, I said to Meir, so he was just under six, and I said, it was Friday night, and I said, what is special about the fact, I was about to make Kiddush, and I said, what's special about the fact that Pesach starts on Friday night? And what did he say?
The special of Kiddush.
So without batting an eye, he said, because Shabbos is repeated twice in the Aseret HaDibrot, once it's Zecher L'Masa Breshit, once it's Zecher L'Tziat Mitzrayim, so on Friday night, you have both.
Wow.
Which is how I know that my son gets a good education at his school, because that was my kid before first grade. Baruch Hashem. But he was absolutely correct, and that is really, I think, the key to understanding this, is that it's not just Zachor and Shamor, but it's in fact two very different perspectives on what Shabbos is. So let's try to just outline what they are, and maybe talk about some of the tensions or how lahalacha this was expressed. We're talking about Shabbos, the two different versions of Shabbos. By the way, I looked on YU Torah, because I'm like, we've talked about Yitro so many times. I'm like, what did we cover last year? And it turns out I've given 23 shiurim on Yitro, but apparently not actually talked about this point. Unreal. I was shocked. I was like, I assumed I did, but I think probably what happened was last year we said we're gonna do things that we don't normally do, so we never got around to things that we should normally do. So, okay. So, in Yitro, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat Lekadsho. In Vayet Hanan, very good. Shamor et Yom HaShabbat Lekadsho Kasher Tzivcha Adonai Elecha. So there, the main difference, obviously, is Shamor versus Zachor. The difference of Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha doesn't bother me at all, because Yitro is when God is speaking and Vayet Hanan is when Moshe is recalling God speaking. So Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha doesn't make sense when God is actually talking. It makes sense when Moshe. So that, yes. Fine. Continuing in Yitro. Sheishet Yamim Ta'avod Vasita Kom Lachdecha. Now reading from Vayet Hanan. Sheishet Yamim Ta'avod Vasisa Kom Lachdecha. Okay, we're good?
Yeah.
Exactly identical. So now, Yitro. V'yom HaShvi'i Shabbat Lo'inai Lech Lo Taseh Chom Lacha Tavin Chavitecha Avdecha V'matcha V'emtecha V'gercha Asher Abisharecha. In Vet Chanan is V'yom Hashvi Shabbat L'Adonai Elecha Lo Taseh Chol Melacha Ata Uvincha Uvitecha V'Avdecha V'Amatcha V'Sharcha V'Chamorcha V'Chol Behemtecha V'Gercha Asher B'Sharecha L'Ma'an Yanuach Avdecha V'Amatcha Kamocha. So it's 75% the same, and then you get a difference. And what's the difference? You get a lema'an. You get a lema'an. A lema'an is very important, because what's the lema'an?
The ta'am.
The ta'am. And what's the ta'am? In Ve'et Chanan? No, the reason, the rationale. So that they should rest. So that they should rest. That is the purpose. They shouldn't work so that they should rest. Which is almost tautologous. But it's not. Why don't you have that pasuk in Yitro? I mean, I want to see if you remember this.
Zachor, right?
Well, it's about creating the world.
Well, very good. Because in Va'et Chanan, as I said before, it's Zecher L'Tziat Mitzrayim, which means...
In Yisrael.
No. In Va'et Chanan, it's Zecher L'Tziat Mitzrayim. And therefore, why shouldn't you have the people in your house work, your servants work? Because there's a value in letting people rest. Mm-hmm. And why should you value that? Because you were slaves, people. So let me continue in Vet Chanan. It's pretty clear. Al Kain mean because God took you out of slavery, He told you to rest, but not you, to ensure that society rests.
Because
that will benefit the avadim, the shvachot, the workers, all those people. Because you remember what it's like to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week as a slave, God gives you Shabbat to ensure that society rests. Mm-hmm. That's the theology, the theological point being made, Zecher L'Tziat Mitzrayim. You don't get that in Yitro, because in Yitro, it's no one should work, not that you have social responsibilities, but... No one should work. Why?
Right.
No one should work because Masa Breshit. So it's not just one is Zeichel Masa Breshit, one is Zeichel Etziat Mitzrayim. The Pesukim actually tell you that this affects how you understand the work problem, the Malacha problem. In Shabbat, no one should work. And that's an, it sounds like, that's a personal responsibility. Everyone has to make sure that they remember Yitzhak Mitzrayim. But the element of Shabbat, which is Yitzhak Mitzrayim, is not just personal, it's ensure that society is resting. Because that will ensure that you don't have the constant work of slavery. So that seems to explain at a basic level... the differences between the presentation, between these two views. Now, obviously, they're related. The Ramban makes that clear, right? At a certain point, theologically, the fact that God performed miracles is what proves He controls the world, and control over the world of that extent can only come from He who created it, right? That's basically the Ramban's theological bridge, meaning these are not separate theological points entirely. But... they do manifest themselves differently. I mean, this is the, you know, there's a lot of work been done in the Mefarshim of going through what different versions of Shabbat would look like if you only had a Zachor model, if you only had a Shamor model. How do they complement each other? And what are really they doing? But let me add the following point. Do you only violate Shabbat if you violate Malacha?
No.
See, Zev wants to say yes. Right? Zev wants to say yes. I know Zev wants to say yes. Zev wants me to... Zev wants to say there are Malachot, and then there are things about the spirit of Shabbat, but the words Chilul Shabbat
right.
are limited to Malachot.
Right.
Except he'd be wrong. Because he'd be against Chazal. Because Chazal brachot davav, guys are doing daf yomi. None of you doing daf yomi? So, the Gemara says, originally I saw people running to Shabbat, to shul on Shabbat, and I said, Mechalelin Rabbanan Shabbata. The rabbis are being Mechalel Shabbat. And then I was told that it was okay to run to shul because chafetzecha velo chafetz shamayim, etc. But chilul, how is that chilul? And here's where one of the things I think is important, and this is the point I'll make. When you look through Tanakh, Dafka, there's a blurring of the lines between Chilul Shabbat and the spirit of the law of Shabbat. But, and this is the interesting thing, it seems to be mostly on the... When you think about it halachically, we tend to think Zachor, that's Kiddush, that's the Asays, and Shamor, those are the Los Asays, that's... True, that's how Chazal take it. But in the Psukim, Shamor, which is what we talk about in terms of Malachot and Chilul Shabbat, is in the context of the Yitziat Mitzrayim-esque part of Shabbat, and Zachor is by Masa Breishit. Now, if you think in terms of Masa Breishit, Chilul is only the things which are formally Chilul. But when you start thinking about the Yitziat Mitzrayim-esque Shabbat, and that Shamor of Shabbat, what is Mechalel that Shabbat?
Any word.
Yeah, it's having society run as normal, which may you're only chayav misa if you violate the malacha, but the idea behind Shmirat Shabbat presented in Vatchanan is that all those things we call spirit of the law and muktza and all those things, that's actually mechalel, that element of Shabbat, in theologically speaking. Now, you'll tell me, okay, I'm just... You know, I'm making things up, but where do you get this from? I'm not, right, this is not just me, but where would you get an idea like this? So I'll read you.
Yeshaya.
What?
Yeshaya.
So, Yeshaya and who are the two people you have to look at?
Nehemiah.
Nehemiah. Right, well, okay, we'll do Yeshaya first, then I'll do Yeshaya, I'll do Nehemiah, and then we'll finish, okay? There's so much to do here, and that's why, that might also be why we never did it before, because really this doesn't belong in 10 minutes, but we can do it forever, right? So, Yeshaya Nunchet. Yes, you are approaching the end. There are still some to go. So here you go. Here. Uvanu mimcha charvot olam, mosdei dor vador tikomeim, vikora lecha goder peretz, mishovev nitivot lashavet, im tashiv mishabbat raglecha. If you stop... So this is it's a pun here. It's not totally clear what it means, but right, tashiv mi shabbat raglecha is if you stop,
stop it.
Stop trampling really on right, like on Shabbat.
Right.
You turn asod chafatzecha biyom kadshi, v'karat al shabbat oneg l'kedosh Adonai mechubad v'chibato me'asot derechecha mimso chafatzecha v'daber davar. As did Danagal Adonai v'irkavticha b'matei aretz v'achodicha nachalat Yaakov avicha ki bi Adonai diber. So here he tells you stop trampling the Shabbat by calling it an honor, not doing your normal affairs. Right? There is this blurring of the line. Right? You would have, in halachic language, you say this is all zachor. But he calls this right, the trampling of Shabbat. Not like you're not being mekayim, like you're actually in some way hurting Shabbat. But it's much clearer in Nehemiah. This point is much, much clearer in Nehemiah. If I remember correctly, it is Nehemiah. Yeah, Nehemiah Yud Gimel, the end of Nehemiah. Nehemiah is very, very clear. Okay, we'll finish with this. Yeah, I'm going over whatever. Okay. Bayamim ha'heim ra'iti v'Yehuda dorchim gitot b'Shabbat u'mivim ha'aremot. ועומסים על החמורים ואף יין ענבים תנאים וכל מסע מביאים ירושלים ביום השבת ועיד ביום מחרם צייר. I saw people treading wine presses, bringing heaps of grain, loading them onto donkeys, bringing all types of fruit, and I admonished them for selling on Shabbat. You hear what's going on here? I saw them carrying it, and I yelled at them for
selling.
For selling. ועשורים ישבובה. All these people were selling. V'ariva et chorei Yehuda v'omra lahem ma hadavar hareza asher atem osim u'michalelim et yom ha-shabbat. You're selling on Shabbat? Chilul.
Right.
They possibly violated actual malacha there. But it's clear that what is he calling chilul? Business as normal. Mm-hmm. And you get that from Vayet Chanan. Because if the point, if the theological message you're getting on Shabbat is the Vayet Chanan one, which is the society should rest, so big mechalel that is, if you have your workers go to work and buy and sell on Shabbat, you're not, it's not, there's no Zeich Letzim Mitzrayim Ki Huzeh, even if they're not technically violating the malacha. Right? The malachot, creative acts being what violates malacha, is what we learn from Masa Breshit, from the Mishkan, the notion that you can also be Mechalel Shabbat by making Shabbat into a weekday, even without violating malacha, that's Vayet Chanan, and that's Nehemiah. That's what Nehemiah is saying. Where do you think the Gemara got the language? He's running. He's being Mechal Shabbat. What do you mean Chil Shabbat? Isn't that a formal language? The answer is, no, it's not. Not in Tanakh, it's not. Hello, Cholasu Avotechem, Vayaveh Eloheinu, Aleinu, Et Kol Hara Hazot, Vayaveh Ir Hazot, Vatem Mosivim Charon, Al Yisrael, Lechalel Ar Shabbat. This is why Yerushalayim was destroyed, and you're adding Chet Al Pesha to be Mechalel Shabbat. And then he says, and how did he solve Chilul Shabbat? So Zev would want him to say, stop Melacha. He doesn't, unfortunately. But he says, Vayhi Kasher Tzalalu Sha'ar Yerushalayim Lefnei Shabbat. So when the shadows filled the gateways, meaning it was turning Shabbat, Va'omra Yiskaru Hadlatot, Va'omra Asher Lo Yiftachu Marachar Shabbat. Don't open the gates. U'minarai Hemati Al Sharim Lo Yavo Masav Yom HaShabbat. So that no goods should enter on Shabbat, I close the gates. That's how I rented Chilul Shabbat.
They also made an Eruv, so they would have been
gone. Very good. V'yalinu Harochlim U'mochrei Komim Kar Michutz Yerushalayim Pam U'shtayim. And once or twice the merchants and the vendors of all the wares spent the night outside Yerushalayim. Va'idu V'hem Va'omra Lehem Adu Atem Lanim Neged HaChomayim Tishnu Yad V'eshlach. What are you doing spending all night there? If you do it again, I'll kill you. Right? You know, I'll lay hands on you. I don't know what he's going to do, but Nehemiah is not afraid of physical. He's just not. Etc. So I think that this is part of the picture is, and you know, if you want this in halachic language, it's the Ramban, right? That the Ramban says that the mitzvah of Shabbaton,
yeah,
is all the things that we call dirabanans. He says no, there are kiyum daraisa of Shabbaton, and the way the Ritva explains it, Nifzag Lalach also by Rakariel and the Chasam Sofer quotes it. Is that if you violate it once, it's Darabanan. But if you make a lifestyle of it, that's a violation of the Dorais of Shabbaton. And what it turns out is that, theologically, the reason that that's so central and there is that blurring of the line is because of that second perspective. Obviously, Malacha being the only way to violate Shabbat, creative, that is very much true of Malachot, if they are the Zechel Maiseh Breishit. But to say that Chil Shabbat is more about preventing Shabbat from becoming a normal day, what we call Shabbaton, right? But that also being Chilul Shabbat, not just a nice thing, but also being part of Chilul Shabbat, that makes sense once you realize that theologically that fits in with the 50% of the perspective on Shabbat in the Aseret HaDibrot, which is the Zecher Letzim Mitzrayim. The main point is to make sure that people are resting, which doesn't happen if life is as normal, even if you're not violating Malacha. And I think that one of the things you get by these two perspectives, and really, to do Shabbat fully, you have to go through the perspective in Breisha and the Breisha of the Kitisa, and there's many, many, many times when Shabbat comes up, is to realize that, yes, halachically speaking, formally, only Malacha is Chayiv Misa, is real Chilul Shabbat in that sense, but the reason Tanakh blurs the line is because the fact that half the theological message is Zeich Letzim Mitzrayim, is making sure that life isn't normal, that you have a rest period, and that's actually definitional, not an added level. That's why there is this blurring of the lines between what is called Chil Shabbat in Yeshayahu, in Nehemiah, in Shabbaton, in Vayet Chanan. And that's really part of the complexity. So when Chazal tell you that Zachor v'Shamor b'Divorecha, they're not just saying, like, oh, these two things, right? They're saying there are two competing visions here, which right, are sometimes seemingly contradictory, and the key of halachic Shabbos is to somehow bring those together and make a Shabbat that's true to all the elements, which is not necessarily so easy. Okay, let's go ahead.